catching up with Susie Cram. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody.
Last time we spoke, Susie, you were in Chepstow. It was early Saturday morning.
And that's
you right. And you'd made it from Land's End to Chepstow. So where are you now?
Well, now I'm just north of Newton Le Willows in, I think that'd be Lancashire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've gone all the way up the side of Wales, through Shropshire, through Cheshire, and now where I just said, in just north of Newton Le Willows. We've got a bit of sun, quite a lot of cloud, but it hasn't rained on us so far today, so that's good.
So you're riding on a tandem and you're on the front and your friend Debbie is sitting behind you.
She is. And she's looking very beautiful in her her special cycle shirt and her tutu. And we've got four chaps with us today who have been really useful helping us at the junctions. Because when you're on a tandem, you know, the last thing you want to have to do is stop and get off and then get on again at the junction. So our co-riders are really good at sort of telling us when there's nothing coming and letting us have a smooth transition out. So that's been really helpful. It makes you sort of keep better time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're doing over 100, well, no, not over 100, we're doing about 100 miles today. So it's a long day. Yeah.
So where are you expecting to finish this evening?
Oh, I'm very excited about this.
Oh.
Morecambe Bay.
Oh, really?
I've been to Morecambe Bay once before, and there's this fantastic looking hotel right on the waterfront called the Midland Hotel. And I thought, right, I'm going to make sure we have a stopover in Morecambe Bay and I'm going to stay in the Midland Hotel. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Fantastic. So this huge adventure then from Land's End all the way to John O'Groats on a tandem, wearing tutus.
It's not something I do every day of the week, but we're doing this to raise money for two fantastic charities, the Teenage Cancer Trust and the Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust. We were unfortunate enough to have a brush with cancer. Well, more than a brush. It was a bit of a grapple, actually. My son was diagnosed with a rare form of bone cancer 2.5 years ago. We know how important these two charities are to helping young people get through the ordeal of cancer and then rebuild their confidence after. And so we thought, let's do something to raise some money. And I have to say, we're doing well. I think we're at about the £25,000 mark now. So we've had a good couple of days of fundraising and possibly even a little bit more. But we really want to try and get to the kind of figure that would fund a youth worker for a year, you know, with on cost, something like that. And then we would really feel that we'd done something, you know, significant. So, anything that anybody feels they can donate would be fantastic. We've got two ways of giving. One is at our Virgin Money Giving site. And if you search for Susie Cram on the Virgin Money Giving site, and my name's spelled SUZYCRAMB, and that'll find us, and the name of the page is Team Tamden Le Jog, Le Jog being not French, but Land's End John O'Groats. Or we have a text giving as well. So if you text TUTU 81, and then the amount you'd like to donate, no gap required, to 70070, you can donate as much as you like. So that's fantastic.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
And of course, you're putting Wolsingham on the map, aren't you?
Yes, I live and work in Wolsingham. I'm a physiotherapist and I have my own practice in Wolsingham. Yeah, we've got loads of friends from Wolsingham coming to join us. And in fact, there's five of them coming over tomorrow. Yes.
So what's the closest you're going to be then through Wolsingham?
Penrith. Yep. Yes, and in fact, the Teenage Cancer Trust are meeting us in Penrith and probably about 2 o'clock tomorrow, right in the middle in the Market Square in Penrith, and they're throwing a bit of a party for us. So that's nice of them.
That is lovely. Would you...
And that's about the halfway spot.
Would you be so kind as to, if you could, forward us a photograph here at Bishop FM, which we can then share on our Facebook page?
Yes. Would we do that on Twitter?
Twitter is fine. You can send it via Twitter. Yes, indeed.
Yep. Mm. Okay. Well, we will definitely do that. We will definitely do that.
Thank you very much.
That's a pleasure.
Yeah. So it's what did you say you're hoping to reach? Morecambe Bay this evening?
Yes, Morecambe Bay this evening. And then tomorrow we're doing Morecambe Bay to Gretna Green. So that's another long day, just shy of 100 miles again. So these 2 days are two of our toughest, longest days.
Right, well, I better let you get back on the bike.
Gary, I was enjoying the break.
All right, then. Well, yes, I know. But think of the legs. You've got to keep them going.
Yeah, keep them moving.
Keep them moving.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you so much. And thank you to anybody out there who's listening and feels they can donate. They're two wonderful charities. We'd be really, really grateful.